Well, welcome to the police canine demonstration. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us. I am Sergeant Jeff Montesano. I'm with the Cornell University Police. I'm a former canine handler. I did so for about 6 years approximately. What we're going to do today, we're going to talk about a couple of different types of indications that dogs do, along with the different jobs that they have as well.
Fixing.
Does anybody know what police dogs find as a rule? And I don't want to hear donuts. Go ahead. What do they find?
Drugs.
Drugs. What else?
Survivors. People.
I'm sorry.
People.
That's right. They also find bombs. And we've got dogs here right now that cover all of that. What we've got set up behind me is there's some duffel bags set up that dogs will commonly search for drugs or for explosive devices. And you'll see the dogs searching those and watching their search patterns when they do so. I'm going to introduce our dogs and their handlers. Kevin Nordofonso is wearing the gray. He's an officer with the Cornell Police. He's with canine Reggie. Reggie's a 3-year-old black lab who was adopted out of Rudy's Rescue. Cornell Police tries to adopt all their dogs out of rescues or SPCAs. My dog came out of the Tompkins County SPCA, and essentially, you know, when you go to the SPCA, they're not bad dogs. They're dogs that need jobs sometimes because they're full of energy. And that's been the instance in both of our dogs. Officer Nordofonso and Canine Reggie are a team, along with Officer Parente and Officer Wright. They are also a team, or Canine Wright. And I emphasize that. It's not a dog. It's not a one-thing show. It is a team. They cannot operate without each other. Officer Nordofonso and Canine Reggie are both certified in human tracking, and they're also certified in explosive device. Canine Wright and Officer Parente are certified in narcotics, tracking, and aggression work, meaning that dog does bite people if the need is there. When you start seeing bite work and you're hearing bite work, I want to kind of emphasize on some of this. What you see is not what normally happens on the street every day, okay? It is in case we need it. We do not use this tool every day. We don't set out we put our uniform on every day to head out and try to bite somebody or hurt somebody. That is not what we do. It's merely a tool. It's something that we build on. Our first presence whenever we talk to somebody is that's just us. It's our presence. And our use of force goes up from there. And this is one of the last things we use. It's just like our guns. We don't want to use those unless we absolutely have to. Okay, so I want everybody to understand they're trained to do it, but we don't necessarily do it all the time with them. We're going to start off with a narcotic search first with Officer Parente and Canine Wright. Again, he's a certified narcotics dog, up to seven odors he's able to detect. We got a couple of odors set out for us right now that we're going to watch the dog and its handler try to find. Officer Parente will chime in, and anytime when I've missed something, he's going to chime in and try to help educate you folks even more. Canine Wright is an aggressive detection dog. Does anybody know what that means?
Nope.
Okay. When they find their source, their odor, they usually scratch at it. Some dogs will bite, dig, bark, tear something up. And that's what this dog is. This is an aggressive, alert dog. All right? Or when you see the bomb dog come out, for the obvious reasons, I don't want a dog digging at a bomb. Okay? So when we train them, we train him to be passive, so that means he's going to sit when he finds something. Okay? So why don't we go ahead and get started.
Folks, what I got is a rolled up towel, okay? It's like a white towel, you're going to see it in a minute. It's rolled up and it's got the scent of narcotics on it, okay? That's the dog's reward for finding drugs or narcotics, all right? He isn't necessarily looking for a drug, a bag of drugs, or a pipe or anything like that. He's searching for the odor. So if it was a piece of clothing that had an odor on it, he would detect on that, okay? So just because he's indicating on something, Doesn't mean it's necessarily going to be there. It could be an odor of that, okay? But here we have stuff actually out, so you're going to see what he does. So there's times where I can work on lead to do a sniff of an area or off lead, depending on the circumstances. For this circumstance, I'm just going to do him off lead. He's going to basically start sniffing the area. You're going to see him. You might see his head whip, or you might see him go to an area just because he smells it. If you guys are watching him, you might have seen him kind of like standing up and kind of sniffing the air. He's already smells the odor. He's already done this once today, so he already knows what's going on. So, all right, but I'll show you guys quickly what we're going to do here, okay? Hot. Find a gift. Find a gifty. Ready? Find a gift. Find a gift.
There are so many hours that this team puts into to learning how to make the dogs scent detection dogs. I bet he's got at least 1,000 hours logged right now on just training. These officers train every Tuesday of every month for 8 hours a day to keep their certifications up. Okay, what I talked about earlier, that we're going to see if he found something. That's an aggressive alert. Dog's digging. He's looking for something.
Fixing. 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 Hot.
Inside there is going to be what Officer Prente talked about earlier. It's a rolled up towel. That's his
fixing.
Reward.
Hot. Hot. If I can get the zipper open, I'll show you here. Fixing.
Probably if he lets him go long, the dog will open it himself. But we do got a couple more demos we need to do today, so I guess we better try to save that bag.
Good boy.
Good
That's
boy.
A good boy. What you got? What you
yeah,
got?
Go ahead. Give him a hand.
Get him. Get him. Fixing. Fixing.
Again, it's just, it's, when we train these dogs, it's just repetition, repetition, repetition. And then we finally end up getting a good product out of this.
Good
and
boy.
What he's doing right now is he's giving him his paycheck. You know, kids up there, what do you expect after you get done with your allowance or doing your chores? You expect your allowance, correct? Well, the dog just worked and he wants a little playtime now.
Post.
And that's what it's all about. That dog's looking Not forward fixing. To that reward in the Not end.
Fixing.
Now, sometimes these dogs don't like to give up the reward either, so, which is good. So Officer Perrini is going to have to coax him out of giving that up. You're going to hear him talk to his dog in a different language. Dog's from Hungary. He's an imported dog. He's been very successful for the Cortland County Sheriff's Department.
This one? That's cocaine. The order of cocaine was in this towel here.
Right now we're using two orders. He just said that one's cocaine.
Ditto.
Pretty common drug on the streets. And there's also another one out here with marijuana in it. Again, another pretty common drug in this area.
So what I'll do is I'll let him work by himself. If I see he's not going to a particular area, I'll detail him, what they call, is I'll move him. See what he's doing?
What do you think? Something there?
Looks like something's there, guys. What'd you find?
What's your best way to describe a dog is you watch him work in that area. They call it a scent cone.
What's his point?
Okay, it's nothing more than a V, if you will. And that dog's coming from a really wide. Go ahead, it's all right.
Good boy.
He's starting really wide. And slowly coming down that scent cone and getting to the source. Okay?
Fix it. Great.
All dogs are working the same way. I don't care if you're seeing a tracking dog or a different type of scent dog. When the bomb dogs, they're using the same exact pattern.
Oh, he's got them both now.
Yeah, now he's going to have to chase him around the arena to get his toys back. You can see how much fun it is. I mean, you got total dedication by these guys. You really do. These dogs go home with us. They live with us. They're part of our family. Like I said, I handled one for 7 years, and it was probably one of my saddest days when I didn't handle a dog anymore. I had a lot of good times in my career with that animal, and we built a huge bond amongst one another. And they're almost kind of like a husband and wife or a brother and sister when you watch them kind of bicker back and forth a little bit sometimes, but they're a lot of fun.
Lapos.
What we're gonna do next is we're gonna do the explosives.
Knuckles.
You ask why. Why I always get the question, is there that many bombs at Cornell University? The answer to that is no. However, we do not want them here either. It's a huge deterrent. If we have to shut down a building for a particular bomb threat, that's thousands of dollars in revenue that the university loses at that time. Right now, with our training and our experience, we're able to go into some of these buildings and defuse the situation rather quickly. We do a lot of dignitary stuff. If anybody was around here a while back, we had the Dalai Lama come and visit Cornell. Well, we used to have another agency come in and do that. Cornell's quite self-sufficient. So by us having dogs, and we'll call other dogs in from other agencies, we're able to be in control of that. We know the buildings the best, and we're able to provide that type of security to the university. We do go outside of the university. I've been to the airport several times. Officer Nordfondo's been out throughout the county several times. So we try to really be quite good neighbors with the other counties and surrounding counties around us. We're going to see a little different reward situation here with this dog. This one has a tennis ball that he uses. And what it is there's no rhyme or reason to what these dogs get for a reward. It's whatever they like the best. It's their toy. That's what makes them the most excited. Like I said, this one uses a tennis ball. I'm going to let Officer Nordfondo go ahead and work K-9 Reggie. He's pretty happy-go-lucky. What do you think? Think we saw something there, huh? Go ahead. You're not going to bother him. They're used to all kinds of noises, and we appreciate it also. There he is. He's got his toy, and he's happy as can be. Again, another animal that we work off leash. So it's all in training on what some. You'll see some handlers. They got their dog tied right to them, and they're going with them all the time. Through our training and what we're seeing is it's easier just to let the dog, if the dog's able to, just run off a leash and run around and try to find the device. He's smelling a nitrate is what he's after. That's pretty much a common ingredient in most explosives. That dog's able to find up to 18 odors right now. Saber was the same way. That's a great question, and that is the common odor in them. I'm definitely oversimplifying that. There's much more to that, but that's what we're finding to be the common source. When you watch that dog work, and he was kind of going this way, and I think you might, if you heard me or not, I said, "Whoa, what was that?" Well, that was what you call a head whip. He's heading this way, and boom, came right back. What'd he find? Scent cone. Remember, talked about it earlier. I don't know what's going on inside this building with air. That's the other thing. You know, we got to kind of become investigators when we enter a building. You know, sometimes the dog might sit here, but the device could be here. Just depends on the air current in this building. Right now, I guarantee it's doing this in this building. These dogs are getting their workout today. But that was what they call a classic head whip, really, is what that was. What we're going to get into next is we're going to do a little bit of aggression work. So we're letting Officer Nordfondo will take care of K-9 Reggie, and then we'll get into that.
What you guys are going to see is what's called aggression control. We use it for, it's a use of force that we have available to us as a K-9 handler, just like using pepper spray or a gun or whatever else we have for a tool. We'll be able to use him for certain deployments. You're going to see Officer Nordfondo come out. He's going to have a bite sleeve with him, which goes over his arm to protect his arm from being bit. You'll see that, but there's also other things we use called a bite suit. It's like a suit top or a hidden sleeve, which goes underneath a sweatshirt or any type of clothing, so it hides it from the dog. You don't want your dog to get used to equipment. You want him to be able to bite if it's necessary. Say you had somebody that had no shirt on, and they committed a crime where you're able to send a dog. You want to make sure your dog's going to bite, and a lot of people just use a sleeve, and they don't train properly, and it causes them a hardship if they need the dog. So we try to avoid it. I'm using it today all day, but normally I wouldn't use it, just so you guys are aware of that. I haven't used the dog for any bite work at this point, any aggression work. I've used him to disperse crowds, large crowds, where there was fights, stuff of that nature, but never any actual bites. What you're going to see is basically just a demonstration. It's not really how it would turn out. If the dog got a hold of a body part, it wouldn't be so good. So we try to only use it when we absolutely have to. I'm going to show you first is what we call civil. He's going to all of a sudden spark the dog's interest by being aggressive towards him. The dog's going to stand up and he's going to alert. He's going to bark. He's going to whine. He's going to try to go after that person. I just want to show you that because you don't want to have him have the sleeve and be fixed on the sleeve or the equipment. You want to be able to know that he'll bite or he'll engage somebody who's not wearing equipment. So just so you guys see that. After that, he's going to grab it up, and then we're going to send the dog on a bite, and we'll go through a sequence of stuff so you guys can kind of see what he does. All right? It's kind of brief. But there's a lot to it. There's a lot we do, and this is kind of just a quick synopsis.
Jimmy. Yeah. Good boy. Good boy. Yeah. Jimmy. Foggy, good boy. Good Foggy, good boy. That's a good boy. Good boy.
Bad man, stop fighting the dog. Right, fixing. Fixing. Ot.
Handler.
Next, I'm going to do what we call a handler protection. Basically, the dog's certified to protect me if I need him. I have a door popper on my belt. I can deploy the dog out of the car if I need to. Also, if I'm interviewing somebody and I need the dog, I can pop him out of the car. Or if the dog's already out, and I'm showing you the scenario here where I'm patting this subject down, if he pushes against me or tries to fight with me, the dog will engage him, okay? It's just what we train to do. And he did this before, so he's ready to go.
At.
Fixing. At. Get your hands up in the air. You're under arrest. Put your hands up. Go ahead and put your hands up. Turn around. Let me see if you have any weapons. Do you have any weapons on you? Spin around for me. Keep your hands up. Stay right there.
At.
Put your hands up. Foggy. Good boy.
You can see why that's a useful tool out in the field.
Good boy.
Yeah. Good boy.
Again,
you know, I can't stress enough when we'd use that dog. It's probably going to be in a really bad situation. A felony type situation, probably.
Fixing. Good boy. Fixing. Hot.
Would you get a little dirty? I'm going to get out of the way.
All right. The next one we're going to do is just what we call a rundown, basically. I'm going to give my command, tell him he's under arrest. He's not going to listen to me. He's not going to comply. He did something erroneous, and I can send a dog. So I'm going to show you something, you know, how we'll engage that person just by a command. Simple as that. Go ahead and start walking away. Fixing. Stop now. You're under arrest. Send a dog. Fix it. Stop now. Send a dog. You're under arrest. Foggy. Good boy. Good Foggy. Good boy.
That's a heck of a hit when it happens. You usually end up with those sleeves. They're quite nice. Some of the older ones we used to have, you could actually get bite marks in your arm when you're doing it.
He's taking him for a ride. Come here. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Stop fighting the dog. Right, fixing. Fooey. Fixing. Fooey. Fixing. Fooey. Fixing. Hot. Good boy.
Then they'll make friends and they'll be able to pet each other and all that. I always tend to get a little nervous when I'm narrating one of these and that's going on. I don't want him to get his mind changed and come after me. Never had it happen yet, but somehow in the back of my mind, that's always there. Does anybody have any questions for us right off the get-go? Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm just wondering about your family. How do you train the dog not to
fix
do something to your family if they push you?
The question is how can you, if training your family, if somebody in your family pushed you and the dog, how do you train them to not do that?
Basically, when I first got the dog, I've had him for 3 years now, just about. And I first got him to the house, acquainted my wife. I told her, you know, don't be real affectionate around me, you know, just because I didn't want the dog to feel like he had to protect me. But as time goes by, he got accustomed to her, and things change. You know, he listens to her if I'm not there. But if I am there, he basically looks at me first to see if he's supposed to do that. But he doesn't, it's not a problem with the family at all. So at first, you know, I had to be cautious with that just to see. But now it's all good.
Yeah, and the dogs know. They know when there's trouble. They sense fear. That's one of the things they work off of as well. Go ahead, sir.
There's a specific breed you look for the bomb sniffing dogs?
We definitely want to look for something fairly kind of calm. I say that a little tongue in cheek. You want a high aggression dog that's gonna perform for you. That has a lot of productivity. But personally, Cornell prefers the lab, just because of our environment. I think it goes off a little better. But I've seen German Shepherds be bomb dogs. I've seen Malinois be bomb dogs, and I've also seen Rottweilers. So. Not really, you know. I mean, we pick the lab because of what it is. It's a family pet, and we're much more comfortable sending that home with Officer Nordofonso and his family. Go ahead. Right now, we only have one. Funding has been tight since we've gotten the one. I'd love to get another one. I'd like to move towards another bomb dog or a drug dog. It's been very good to us. I definitely welcome another one. It's just freeing up the money to do so, because we do have take-home cars, and it gets expensive. A couple other things. I think it's worth mentioning. Officer Prenny was a bit humble about it earlier, but we do got some success stories out there. I'll probably let him talk to this a little bit, but just another county in Broome County, Binghamton PD. They have a tracking dog, which both of these dogs can do, and have been successful in the past month apprehending two criminals. And I'm going to let Officer Prenny, he's had some recently too.
This dog's certified in several different areas. One of them's tracking. We've had a couple of things recently that have been successful. It takes a little while to get acquainted with a dog, to be able to read the dog, and to be successful, because there's so many different things that can hamper a situation. If somebody contaminates the area, doesn't tell you sometimes, or whatever reason, there's reasons, a million of them, that makes it hard. But recently, we've had a lot of success lately. I've had three successful tracks in the past few months, where I've apprehended people from up to a mile to three miles, tracks through rural areas, through urban areas, through rivers, all sorts of different things. Same with the drug stuff. The two things I do most of are narcotics and tracking. Recently, I've got a large amount of heroin. We've got, in the past, we've got large amounts of marijuana. We've gotten cocaine. And all because of the dog. The dog helps us find these things and take care of, what we need to do and take the stuff off the street so it doesn't, reach where it's not supposed to go. We've been successful, and so has a lot of other people. So it's nice to see it pay off.
Huge impact on the community. It really is. I feel sorry. I like to ask Officer Nordofonso some of his success stories, but his success is we don't have any bombs. To not take any of his thunder away, but we get called out to a lot of surrounding counties. And we're constantly going out to the airport, making sure that there's no problems out there if they get a suspicious package, along with like I say, sometimes Cortland County and Broome County, and sometimes Tioga County. You know, we do get called to them and help them out. You got anything, Kevin, that I'm missing? That, it's being a bomb handler, you don't get a whole lot of action, but boy, when it does happen and you get that threat, it kicks in. You better know what you're doing, because a lot of lives are relying on it. But that's when Kevin and I put our heads together and we attack these things together. And we need to be sharp and stay sharp with our training skills. Does anybody else have any last minute questions, ma'am?
Yeah, he's good for tracking. What about search and rescue?
We, Officer Nordafano's dog does not bite at the end. So yes, you could use him in a search and rescue type situation. Some dogs, we do have a couple dogs that are into human remains. None of these dogs do that, but we, in our association, we belong to the Southern Tier Police Canine Association. We do a majority of our training, and some of those dogs are able to do that. Anyone else? Well, you guys have been a great crowd, and I greatly appreciate your patience with us. Enjoy the day at Vet School Open House. Thank you.